can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I'm Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today, since we're kind of watching a little World Cup action.
Yeah, we thought we might watch the World Cup of soccer movies.
Oh, yeah.
1992's rated PG-13, Ladybugs.
It kind of just popped up, and I remembered that I liked it, so we thought we'll give it a shot.
We will give Ladybugs a shot. So, I did like this movie. I was probably slightly too old to have liked it as much. I just thought, it's a soccer movie, and I love soccer. Yeah. Not a lot of soccer movies growing up.
It's weird, because in some things you can be super critical of what's real soccer, and in something that's obviously not real soccer, you're like...
Yeah, whatever.
Let it go. Wonder why that is. You'd be like, that's not a real slide.
Okay, but it's
that
also...
That guy's never thrown a baseball.
It's also kids.
Okay, so if it's kids, it's cool.
It's a little more forgivable. Mm-hmm. Little Giants, forgive that it's not, you know, that the NFL's not using the annexation of Puerto Rico play. Mm. I can forgive that that's pretty silly.
Okay.
But when I'm watching this West Texas high school quarterback, he better be able to look like he can throw a football.
Mm. Did you like when they put the little lady or the little butterflies on the ball?
Yes.
So, okay, let's get into it. All right. Do you want me to read the synopsis?
Oh, please.
To climb the corporate ladder to success, a guy agrees to coach the company's all-girls soccer team with the help of his secret weapon, his fiancé's son.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to argue that his real secret weapon was Jack A. Right at the beginning, I write down, love Jack A.
What?
Right as you're saying it, I'm writing like, I love Jack A. And then you said it right as I'm writing it.
Okay, so how do you not love playing Julie Benson?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jack A? Is it Harry?
I think it is.
Or Harry? Okay.
I think it's Harry, but I mean, she's Jack A.
She was in 227, mm-hmm. which I always want to call Room 227.
Yeah.
And Sister, Sister.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, really?
I don't know. Hollywood Squares. I don't know.
That's how I know her. I think is Hollywood Squares.
I don't care. Wherever she appears, I like her.
Okay. So. You have Chester Lee, played by Rodney Dangerfield, who was in Back to School, Caddyshack, mm-hmm. and Easy Money.
Yeah.
Obviously,
best known for stand-up.
Yes, huge stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. You have, again, Julie Benson, played by Jack A. Jack A.
Jack A.
And you have Matthew Martha, played by Jonathan Brandis, who was in Neverending Story 2, It, the old miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
And Sequest 2023 or whatever that was. Never really okay. watched it.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And Sidekicks with Chuck Norris.
Aww.
I watched that. And I was probably too old to watch that too.
You're never too old for a movie, really.
I hope not.
Yeah. But no.
This is a soccer movie. And we are both lovers of soccer. I met my wife here in college when I was on the men's team. She was on the women's team.
Mm-hmm.
Made my first move to get to know you, where I started hitting on you.
Well, you were super impressed by my play, and then you were like, oh, I must meet her.
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't your cute booty. It was that play.
Okay. Yep, I knew it.
So, I was actually kind of excited. I don't think we've ever watched a soccer movie together.
Yeah, we have. Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, yes, you were right. Mm-hmm. I did not think about that. Great movie. But this movie... was a movie we both have seen, so it was kind of interesting going in. Okay. Did not remember the opening. So you have Rodney Dangerfield's character, Chester Lee. He's like doing self-help because he has no confidence and he's trying to move up in this corporation. The Mullen Industries, right?
I wonder how old he's supposed to be. Like, I don't know how old he actually is.
I don't know either.
He seemed a little old for his fiance.
Okay, thank you. Doesn't he seem like he's probably early 60s?
Yeah, at least.
Let's say that's being conservative.
Yeah, and she looked about
45. Yeah.
Dang, we're right on the same page. How is this possible?
But he's also Rodney Dangerfield.
Right.
But, yeah, so he goes to get a raise from his boss, which leads him to... The boss is just blowing him off because, yo, this idiot. Next guy asking for more money, which is probably what every company president thinks.
Mm-hmm. This boss wears the worst pleated pants.
How dare you? It was the early 90s.
I know. I hate to interrupt you because I know you're saying something, but I'm going to get back to this later. But I just wanted to throw out that even though I try not to hold fashion against movies, this movie's fashion was insane. Go ahead.
I'm so happy. Yes.
Yeah. So he goes to the boss, and the boss is like, eh, whatever, yes. Dude.
You know, whatever, blowing you off. You mean a lot to us. Good on you. But then he takes a call, which that was so rude. He's like, no, I'm not busy at all. What's going on?
That was rude.
Thank you. But he sees that he's really into soccer. Finds out, no, the guy's got the company, Mullen Industries, sponsors a girls' soccer team. Mm-hmm. Not only do they sponsor a girls' soccer team, I think it's mandatory that every employee shows up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they had fans there.
Always had great turnout.
And also the team before was a winning team. They had lost their coach. And then it's not just that this guy wants to win and be involved in the team. It's that his wife is totally into it.
Oh, my gosh.
And his wife looks like she holds a lot of clout.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a big influencer on this.
And you got to forgive us right now. We have a lot of rain coming down. It is storming like crazy.
In Colorado, but we actually have rain outside.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be a total D-bag right here because that's sometimes my nature.
Oh, come on.
I understand. Don't do it. He's a millionaire company president, owner. It's his name. Mullen Industries, and he's Mullins.
I think I know where you're going, so I would suggest don't be a D-bag.
He could have done better. He was rich.
Did you see those pants?
Okay, I didn't say he had good fashion sense.
His hair? Okay.
All right. So, this leads to Chester lying. He knows soccer. Boom. He's the coach. Mm-hmm. And his future depends on this within the company. This company puts way too much stock into the girls' junior soccer team. Okay?
Yeah, it does.
Just a wee bit.
Well, it's strange that they only have two returning players from the championship team. Two. They were champions last year, and this year he's starting from scratch.
But this woman, because she's so in love with soccer, she knows. There's no such thing as rebuild. You just win.
Mm-hmm.
So
isn't that most parents, though, really, that don't have a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Although, if it's sponsored, maybe they don't have to pay, so that's kind of nice, like, free.
But it looked like rec soccer. I mean, it didn't look like it was travel or club or anything.
No. They did have some fancy uniforms with the ladybug spots on just the back.
Oh, yeah.
And the front.
And every coach had the team jersey, except for, like, the military guy, he's got his military onesie on.
Yeah, and before that game, they have a whole obstacle course out there that he's running them through.
A military obstacle course for the game. So anyway, first game, boom. Ladybugs get stomped. 9-0 by the Tornadoes. Okay? Best part? The D-bag Mullen, the owner, and his D-bag wife, on the sideline making martinis.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching the game with martinis because they're so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So fancy.
Yep.
I mean, we get it. He's a D.
I saw him with champagne once.
Oh, sorry. They were slumming it that day.
Yeah. So he wants to get this ray so that he can get married.
Yes.
To his fiance. And there was a really funny scene in the elevator.
Oh where my gosh.
She's talking about like wedding invitations and.
And Jack A's between the fiance and Dangerfield.
Yeah, but even before that, he's like, why do we do wedding invitations? Why can't we just call people up and be like, you want to go to a wedding? So true.
I totally agree. It's a scam.
I'm going to talk my daughter into this idea.
It's all money-making scam.
Text messaging, because I don't think she'll go for, like, phone call. It's a little 90s, but
yeah,
maybe text message, like, hey, do you want to go to a wedding? I thought that was a good idea. I'm going to steal it. Second, yes, he and Jack A are standing by each other, so when
the what they call liberal woman.
Yeah, when the liberal woman gets I love on the that. Elevator.
But she's like, oh, a wedding. She thinks it's Jack A and
yeah.
Dangerfield. She's like, well, good for you.
Yeah.
And they're just like, whoa.
Yeah, that part was really, there were some really, really funny parts. He says at one point, women are like a beautiful bed of flowers, but of course there's a weed here and there.
That's pretty good.
That was kind of funny. They talk about, they ask, are you a sweeper? Which is a lost position in soccer.
I totally agree. Love the sweeper.
And we're from the time of the sweeper.
Yes.
And I feel like I could put forth a good argument for a sweeper.
I totally agree with you. The big thing now is like a four back flat alignment.
Mm-hmm. So I know this is not a soccer podcast, but anybody out there that played soccer at the same time we did knows about the sweeper.
So after the big loss, Chester decides the only way to win, bring a boy in. Mm. His fiance son, Matthew, becomes Martha, who's some soccer stud. You know, they start off slow, end up winning some games because Martha's amazing. But the whole story is, obviously he's dressed as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's now becoming friends. He's making a positive impact. But did you notice that first game? He's a jerk. Oh yeah, my God, you guys game, suck. Man. Will you pass the ball?
He has a feminine enough face, I think, to pull off Martha.
Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah.
He hasn't really hit puberty yet.
No, he's kind of on that verge where he's old enough to be.
And his voice, even though he didn't really try to disguise his voice.
No.
But it wasn't so bad that.
He did at times, other times he didn't.
Yeah. And, okay, so this guy, you're throwing a guy out there, right?
Okay.
So what do? You send him out for the coin toss? Like, wouldn't you want to just be hoping nobody notices him?
I actually wrote down, you're going to draw attention by sending Martha to the coin toss. She's the captain? Are you serious?
I mean, she's going to draw attention anyway because of her play. But I just think sending her out, like, face to face with everybody might not be the best idea. I don't know.
Okay, so here's where I started to struggle. I did not remember this movie being so, like, kind of quietly dirty.
Mm.
Did not remember the dressing room part. Which, by the way,
so disturbing.
But what about that mall, that shopping? Was it not horrific?
Oh, are you talking about the clothes? I thought we were talking about the dressing room
scene. Yes, I'm going to that. But
okay. Yes, it was bad. What was this year? This was the year of bad fashion.
92.
Okay. It was bad.
It was bad.
I mean, the outfits they were wearing were bad, but the outfits in the mall.
The mall was a joke.
Mm.
Everything was like a backup dancer for Vanilla Ice. It's a jacket they would wear.
It was really, really bad. I did see
fluorescent colors
out the wazoo. A lot of scrunchies, and I want to say, long live the scrunchie.
Love the scrunchie.
Mm-hmm. And I was just in the most dangerous store to take kids into, Claire's. The other day, and they had scrunchies up there.
They're coming back.
I don't know if it ever like went away, although I don't see people wearing them, but there was like a ton of scrunchies. So here we go. Long live the scrunchie.
Power to the scrunchie.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a female soccer player, Did you take offense to the fact that they use boys as, like, soccer playing yes. body doubles?
So as a woman, I had a real problem with, number one, that they felt like they had to get a guy to help the team. I'm going to just fall back on the fact that the guy was very easily accessible.
Yes.
So it was a lot easier for him to be like, hey, here's this kid. He doesn't have a team. He's my, you know, whatever.
He didn't need a boy. He needed Matthew.
Right. So I'm going to just say that that was the reason that maybe it wasn't that he needed a boy as much as he needed a good player, and he had him right there.
Which he was supposed to be good.
Yes. But, yeah, I even told you that during the thing when it's obvious that players on the other team were boys with wigs on. Oh,
that one dude had a Joe Dirt wig.
You're telling me there are not any talented female players they could use to make these passes and these shots and do this footwork. I just have just hard time believing that.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Did not notice that as a kid because who cares? And I was a boy.
Yeah.
I would beat your butt in soccer because you're a girl.
Mm.
You're the one that kind of turned me around, made me respect women's sports because you're an athlete.
Well, I just thought it
was... Like, I never... You opened my eyes.
It was goofy, too, because it was so obvious it was boys wearing wigs.
Maybe because we were more in HD, where it was just like, oh, that's a boy.
Oh,
that's... It did look like Joe Dirt. It looked like Joe Dirt.
The wig was pretty bad, too. And even... And I know this is the case when it comes to sports movies in general, but even the lead, when she takes the PK, it's so obvious it's not her kicking.
No.
It shows it from a distance, then it shows an obvious other person.
In slow motion.
Yes.
Like, make sure you know that's totally not the same person. Face, yeah.
And then no. It shows her celebrating. It was so bad. It's like, why not show the other angle from behind or something if you're gonna do that?
Yes,
but yeah.
No, we want to show her face to show you that's not her.
Okay, let's go. I want to get back to this dressing room scene because
the dressing room scene,
extremely disturbing.
There's so many disturbing scenes in this movie.
This is just one of many here.
But Chester and Matthew are trying to get Matthew a dress for Martha, his alter ego, and this woman's waiting for the dressing room with her young. It like
must
granddaughter.
Be a grandkid. Yeah. That must have been a grandkid.
Which, I need to find out that woman's name. She's an incredible actress, and I'll tell you why. But she's sitting there with a young granddaughter, and they can see the feet, and it looks like a young, I guess, girl. And an old man. And she's like, oh, you know, oh, that hurts. He's like, well, you'll get used to it. I can't remember all the words.
Yeah, it was bad. It gets worse from there.
Oh, it's very tight.
Yeah, no, we don't have to relive it. It was bad. Let's just put it that way.
He walks out, and she's dressed as Martha in the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at that lady's granddaughter. He's like, oh, what a cute little girl. And the woman, she's so funny. Greatest actress. She goes stiff and, like, flips off her chair.
Oh, my gosh.
In one of the most unique, funny falls I've ever seen.
That was a crazy fall.
I had to rewind it like 3 times.
And that whole thing was so disturbing and gross.
I laughed it off as a kid.
Oh yeah. I didn't think anything of it as a kid.
I wasn't that young when I saw this. I wasn't like 8 years old.
It had to have gone over my head though.
It did. Before.
It had to have gone over my head. It and was we watched funny, this but it with our daughter. So
it wasn't disturbing.
It went over her head.
Yeah, it wasn't disturbing. Also, as a father of 2 young girls. Mm-hmm. When Matthew's having the daydream about the mulling girl, the son of the corporate boss man, she's running in a bikini.
Well, it's kind of a sports bra.
I know, but as a father of 2 girls and as an adult, it's just like, ew, like that's a young little girl.
It's hard. It's hard now.
Creepy. And then, another creepy thing. 27 girls on a soccer team or whatever. It's not that many, I know. But we're all going to go skinny dipping in the daytime.
Yeah, because how old are they? Like 11?
Some are like either developing or they're developed.
Know.
It's horribly weird.
Yeah, that was very weird. That was very weird that they were going to go skinny dipping, the whole idea. And then also you have the scene where he's at the bar and he's telling him, this.
Oh my god!
The story to the bartender after the after she dumps him, and he says something.
You can tell me anything.
Yeah, and then he tells him that he wanted to dress up his son and have him play with him, you know, on the team, obviously. But he just says he dressed up her son like a girl and played with him.
And played with him.
Yeah, and so then he ends up throwing him out. But it was so bad. That was another thing. This is PG-13, isn't it?
This is PG-13.
Okay. I can see why.
Yeah, and again, it probably making it sound worse than it is, but it's just kind of creepy.
That's exactly what he said.
No, that was funny, though.
So, another really funny part is when, for some reason, the house that she's living in, I guess, isn't good enough for him to move in, so they're looking at a house, which there had to be more to that story cut, yeah. Because it was very weird that they went just to look at this fixer-upper house. It was only, like, one scene.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's a two-story house. The story before you buy and the story after.
That's a great line.
It was good. But weird scene, because it's like, why
the scene didn't fit. It's almost because that was a funny line.
Yeah, would they write that whole scene just for that, though?
Or does that explain why he needs the promotion and the raise at work?
Well, yeah, to get married. I don't know. You and I have both coached kids before. And it's a challenge.
Yes, it's horrific.
And so I felt for his situation when he first started. When someone is so far a beginner, man, it's tough. I coached a couple seasons ago and I had a kid on the team. And, you know, I would go through this whole thing about, you know, what they're supposed to do. Anyway, I go through this whole routine. And without fail, this one kid was always like, hey, I'm like, so-and-so. You're going to play defense. What's defense? And it was almost every practice.
No.
What's defense? Like, what's defense? We went over this.
God bless the parents that coach these young kids before they get competitive. It drives you crazy as a parent when they can't do stuff. But you understand their predicament. Especially if they don't know soccer. They're having to learn this.
Right.
And you have to coach these kids that don't know a dang thing. And they have no memory at all. Like, you tell them, just like you said, you're playing defense. What's defense? Next game, you're playing defense. What's defense? Like, dude, we talk about this in practice. We're talking about it here. So I feel bad for those parents that do volunteer and give their all to coach.
Right. For, you know, no money, just give their time.
Yeah.
Now, but these coaches are a different story.
These coaches are amazingly dedicated.
Well, you've got the crazy military guy with the obstacle course. You got that crazy woman who starts off before the game trash talking.
Yeah, loser, Chester.
Yeah.
A loser.
That was kind of insane.
At the end, she tried to hug him, but he wanted to hug Mullen's wife. The not so hottie.
Funny. No, that part was funny. And I love when Jack A was like, all right, girls, do this. And she's like doing her whole like Jack A run.
Don't run like me. Don't do it just like me.
She's got like her hands up in the air. And then so when they go through the cones, they all are doing it just like her.
That was love really Jack
A. Yeah, she's great.
Awesome.
But so the other team, their name was the Beavers.
Yeah, that was the coach who yelled.
Yes. And
yeah, loser, Chester.
There was some kind of weird chant going on that we're not totally sure what they
sounded dirty.
Okay. Anyway,
let's what'd you think it was?
I don't know.
You gotta say
people
it.
Should watch it.
You gotta say
I didn't
it.
Think it was anything. It was you that said it.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was dirty.
Chop those beavers.
I hope it wasn't that.
It sounded really like it.
Okay, so when he gets kind of discovered by the mother, and the mother's like, no, no more playing as Martha. And he shows up, but he can't play, because obviously
Chester's now doing the right thing and saying, "Hey, you can't play." But no.
But he kind of inspires them to play, and that one girl, she just goes nuts, and she's like decking people. She's like, "Out of my way, sucker!" And she like forearms somebody. She's like, and they're not calling any fouls.
Okay, we're going to spend a little time talking about the believability.
Okay.
But not yet. We got to wrap this
up. As funny as that was, it was nuts. So So much so that I wrote that down. I'm so always a sucker.
Ridiculous. Just forearming people in the throat.
Martha just helped them work as a team. Like, you noticed that she...
After that first game, where she was such a jerk, she turns it around and is like, look, you know. And even Rodney Dangerfield, when he's talking to Chester, when Matthew's talking to Chester, and he's like, they need to do this, they need to learn this. And he's like, no, you need all the work. Like, you're tearing these kids apart. So I like that. Great message, fun movie. You know, he builds these girls up so they can win on their own.
Right, right.
Although it's still kind of proving the point, isn't it? Gotta have that boy to win.
Well, did he even play in the end?
No. But so the fact that...
They just needed coaching.
But it's going to give credit to Martha that Martha is the catalyst that's brought them together.
Yeah, but in the end they did it on their own. So I feel like that could also go, they just needed Matthew, maybe. They just needed someone to put them together. It wasn't necessarily a boy because they were able to play and win without him. And it was obvious the other team had men dressed as women as well.
Yeah. More than one.
Yeah, they had multiple.
So, the girls win.
Right. Ladybug victory. Okay.
The storyline I did not remember was the Kimberly Mullen. Mm-hmm. Right? That's her name, right? Kim. Her dad is such a jerk to her. Doesn't care about her.
Her benched.
Yeah, and then in that game where he's like, she's benched. Take her out. She's embarrassing me. Oh my God. Just want to go punch him in his face.
How many times have we been embarrassed and we survived? We didn't ask for our kid to be benched.
My daughter got lapped multiple times in swimming, but I sat there and cheered her on like a champ.
Yeah.
Everyone's done shaking hands. She's still got a lap to go. I'm Chen. You got it, baby.
Best was when she showed up and it was cold. It had been snowing and we thought they were going to call the game. And they didn't.
And our daughter, we had just enough players to play. And it's like 28 degrees, sleeting. And my daughter's crying.
And She's little.
Yeah, she's like 6, 7.
No, yeah, I'd say she's 7.
And she's like, I'm done.
She didn't want to play.
And so she stands at her left fullback position just crying. And the ref like talks to our coach. And like, all right, game's over. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to play. And we don't have enough players. Yeah. Call it a day. And it's like, oh, that's our daughter? Oh, crap.
Sorry, other parents.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry you sat here for the last hour. And it's a 0-0 result.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
But. Honestly, though, wasn't he just changing his tune because they won? It wasn't like he realized, hey, I want to be part with my daughter. Like, it was like,
you're right.
Oh, she scored a goal. She now actually she's succeeded, okay.
So I accept her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
At least good for her. At least she's getting some love for once. Mm-hmm.
And then she gets a new boyfriend out of it. Matthew.
Martha.
Mm-hmm. The person she knew is Martha, who's so, not Matthew.
Now I want to go to some believability issues.
Okay.
The Beavers coach. Yes, she's out of control. She's screaming, you're a loser, Chester. Just the entire game. Your team's a loser because you're a loser. Okay, she's intense. She picks up a chair, throws it where a little girl takes one more step and falls over the chair.
Hmm.
Yellow card.
Yeah.
A child could have been seriously injured because she threw a chair onto the field. And don't you love the ref was right there, by the way? He's only like 3 feet away. Bam. Yellow card. Make sure you say it because no one can see that. You're holding a yellow card, dude.
Did he say yellow card or was he like, caution?
It is a caution.
I don't know if he did. It would be funny, though.
But no way would that just be a yellow card. Like, wouldn't parents be on the other sideline being like...
Why'd you throw a chair?
Okay, the military coach making the parents do push-ups because the team got scored on too many times.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be into doing push-ups.
As someone who loves soccer, I think I would tell the coach, hey, before the game, let's not tire the kids out with an obstacle course, dude. They don't need to be dying out there.
Yeah, no. No, that's ridiculous.
They're going to play for 90 minutes, which it's little girls, so it's probably 40 minutes, but whatever.
I was such a wimp and like worried I was going to get tired during the game. I hated any kind of like real running warm-up.
You know, today you don't do a lot of running before the game.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I do more running and I'm out of shape.
I save mine for the game, honey. For the game.
Which game, babe? Because you've been saving it for a while. I love you.
Do we really want to talk about fitness?
No, we do
not. Okay. Okay. Just checking. All right, you ready to...
No, I'm not done about the believability.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You don't have to yell everyone's name when you do a pass.
Oh, I know.
Pastor. Martha. It's like, hey guys, just learn their names. You're going to know where the ball's going. I mean, it's... And how small is that field? It's so compact. Everyone's in just like a 20-yard box there, aren't they?
Yeah, that was... There, I mean,
it's just I'm struggling. Obviously, struggling.
But you knew that it's supposed to be funny and ridiculous.
So then, the end of the movie, we get to see that Chester has been promoted, and the owner Mullen tells Jack A. He's like, "I heard Chester put a boy on a girl's soccer team. That's innovation or whatever, right?" So now they got a softball team, girl softball. And it's an all-boys team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't know that till the end. That actually was pretty funny and something I didn't remember.
No.
Kind of surprised you at the end.
All right, so let's do this. Okay. Alexa?
Yeah, you go.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I had fun watching this movie. If you have watched this before and enjoyed it, it's kind of a fun little revisit. This is not a good movie. It just has funny parts for me. For whatever reason, I just don't dig it. Like, it's not... It's just funny from what... like, 8 parts. You're going to really watch an hour and a half movie for 8 funny parts. And that's how I felt. But I still enjoyed it because I do have a history with it. But there's just no earthly way I can rewind this movie. I just can't in good conscience rewind this movie. This movie's dog crap.
What?
Fun dog crap.
Oh my gosh.
Fun dog crap. Almost rewind.
How many times are you going to say that? Okay. So, I was a little torn just because I'm so disturbed by this movie in so many ways.
But it was funny.
But yet, I really enjoyed the movie. I found myself laughing and having fun and... It was so ridiculous. But then again, so was Problem Child. Maybe not as funny as Problem... I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on this one, just because I did have so much fun watching it.
You made a very good point with the Problem Child reference. I agree with you.
So it's kind of hard for me to justify not rewinding it.
Very true.
Because I did rewind Problem Child for the same reasons, as absurd as it was. I had fun, although it did disturb me, but I'm going to try to look past, I'm going to take the disturbing thing, try to look past it, and also the whole boys, I don't know, that part really bothered, like, that's probably the only thing,
it's
like,
insulting to you as a female athlete.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, that's where I'm, like, teetering, should I rewind, should I not, but even though that part, I'm going to just... Put it in 1992 and say, I still had fun watching it, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a rewind.
All right.
You had fun with it.
I did have fun with it, but it's not, I mean, I just can't rewind it. I can't. It's not, I feel like you have to have a history with it to appreciate it. So we got one rewind, one not rewind.
Okay. I just want to throw out our social media stuff.
Throw it out, homie.
I know. You can rewind it on Facebook. You can rewind it on Twitter.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You're creeping me out over there. Stop it. And you can rewind it at gmail.com. If you would like to give us an iTunes review, we would love that. That would be so nice.
That'd be cool.
This has been another episode of You Can Rewind It. And just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. How about some good plays, some good passes? Because when the ladybugs are getting good and they pass, their passes suck. They're 3 yards away. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. Rewind. You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2.